Hello and welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm glad you've tuned in to the broadcast again this week, and we're picking up our consideration, asking the question, what does our Lord Jesus believe about Logan County becoming wet? What does our Lord Jesus believe about Logan County becoming wet? Again, appealing to the people of God, those that claim the name of Christ, those that say that they're saved by the Lord Jesus Christ, those that are without the Lord, and admittedly so, they don't deny that. They don't deny that they are without Christ, and maybe they even would even claim to be a heathen and godless. I appeal to you too, in what the Word of the Lord says about this subject, about alcohol, and whether what our Lord believes about our county becoming wet. We looked here in Ephesians chapter 5, verses 11 through 21 last time. And the scripture says in here in verse 14 that we need to awake out of our slumber. Maybe some have just unwittingly signed this petition, just thinking that it would be, you know, they buy into the premise that it would be good for business to have another business. I ask you, one business in the making of liquor, is that going to make the difference in Logan County? One business in a distillery, oh, it might be a nice place to go and have dinner and drink some of the local product, okay, that as some would say. But is that really going to make a difference? Is that something? Is that one business such that a change should be made for the entire county? So in Auburn and in Lewisburg and those areas around those towns out here in Olmsted, down in Adairville, and all the little crossroads in the county, is it for the sake of this one distillery and to go ahead and make the county wet? Is it worth it to open up the rest of the county so little bars and pubs and such can be opened up at every crossroad? All I know that the position will be is that the county will limit the liquor licenses and there'll be only so many that will be issued. But let's say that there's only six other institutions that would be opened up in the county. One in every major town in the county besides Russellville. Will that be worth it? Will it be an improvement of our county? Will it be a betterment? Will these places that would be opened up, these bars and these pubs or the gas stations maybe that are out in the county that would begin to sell liquor that don't. Will they be a bright and shining places? Will they be a real nice place to take your family, or will they be low and seedy and draw an element to our region and our community that we don't want? How will that be? Is it worth it for this one thing? That's the pitch that I understand that is made to bring this distillery to Adairville. Will it be worth it to do that to the rest of the county? Will we be improved? Will our county, will Logan County please God more by becoming wet? I think not. Our Lord says, arise from the dead and Christ will give thee light. If the people of God will look to the Lord to have understanding about this, the Lord will show us in His Word that we don't need this. How have we been in the county? How have we been deficient and not having the ability to have a bar or have a pub or a tavern in the outlying parts of the county? Has that really jeopardized the health and well-being? I tell you what, in my personal opinion, there indeed needs to be a thought about bringing industry and the producing of goods to our county. If there's business that needs to be at hand, recent expansion of industry in the county over on the east side, that is good. That's a blessing. That's viable. That's taking product and making it into something has worth and that consumers can use. That of selling more liquor or having pubs and taverns and bars, it'll make some possibly more wealthy, but it won't produce anything. And we've not been deficient at all. Our Lord's blessed our county. We're rich in agriculture, and we're blessed to have some large businesses and factories and companies in the region. Why is it that we would want to dabble with this of being able to open up alcohol in the balance of the county? Arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. It says in verse 15 of Ephesians 5, see then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. May there be wisdom among the people of our county, a godly wisdom about what businesses we really do need. We don't need pole dancing. And we don't need bars and taverns and pubs that would tempt our children to come to and to just reinforce the drunkards that would be at hand. We just don't need that element. Will those be bastions and spots of education? Oh, some will say, well, I need that entertainment. I need to be able to unwind. Has there not been any unwinding that has happened in the county to this date? People do what they want to do. And those that would be disposed to drinking liquor and alcohol, certainly it's available by that which stands. Is an expansion of that really going to help? Is an expansion of that in the county for the sake of this one business really going to help? Redeeming the time, the Lord says in Ephesians 5:16. We've got time. We've got the time that we have, our most valuable commodity, and we'll waste it. Even spending the county's money to put this issue on the ballot, and I'm all for that process, that democratic process, but I implore you that are the children of God, vote. If it does come to ballot, vote the way the Lord would vote. Do so. Redeeming the time, because the days are evil. There's going to be these attacks and these things that will do nothing but drag us down. Wherefore be not unwise, verse 17, there in Ephesians 5, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. And so we implore those that are hearing the broadcast, what is the will of the Lord in this? Does God Almighty want Logan County to be wet? Can you honestly stand up and say that God wants Logan County to be wet? And be not drunk with wine, where is in excess, or that which is alcoholic. Or this could be applied to even drugs. We have a great drug problem in our culture, our society, and in our own county. You don't have to look at the jail report very often to understand that we just have a terrible ongoing drug problem. The wasting of our youth. We go to the jails and preach, and it's just so sad to see men that are teenagers in jail facing serious sentences and long sentences because of their messing and selling and dabbling in dope and drugs and illicitness. It's such a waste of life. It's such a waste of life, precious life, that has been given by God. Do we want, as fools, do we want to go in a way that will just compromise us even more? Or do we want to be obedient to our Lord and have His blessing upon us and being obedient unto Him? Even a culture is blessed by obedience to the Lord. A society, a people, a government, a nation is blessed by obedience to the Lord. Be not drunk with wine or alcohol or dope or drugs. Wherein is excess, and that's what they always do. They lead indeed to excess. It's once one gets into those, it's hard to stop. We don't need it. We've got good water. We've got all kinds of beverages to drink. We're blessed with technology and the ability to provide much to be able to consume and to be able to drink that doesn't alter the state of our minds. How will we be improved by doing so? Be not drunk with wine, where is in excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Be filled with the Spirit of God to know what the will of the Lord is, as it mentioned earlier. Be understanding what the will of the Lord is, it says in verse number 17. He speaks here to the Lord's people in His church, speaking to yourselves in songs and psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father. in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We're to be a thankful people. Why do we want to pursue after something that will just be a detriment unto us? How many households and lives, people are swallowed up by the evils of alcoholic beverages and dope, and they get down in the depths of those things, and they're swallowed up by them, and they just see no way out. How many times has that been vice, the vice of men and depravity and wickedness? Oh, we're all subject to it. I'm subject to it. Certainly we could all fall into that, but we need to avoid it because it's dangerous. It's harmful. Will making the making of Logan County wet please our Lord? Will the making of Logan County wet be a help to the families and the children in our county? I think not. It says here, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. Speaking there in that context of the church where the membership does submit themselves one to another. But this point here in the fear of God, that, as a county, that's what we need to have. We've been blessed in our county. We have financial and agricultural and industrial blessings of our Lord in our county. Why would we pursue after something so petty? It's the same thing that befell Israel when she became wealthy and rich and prospered and good. She forgot about God, thought that she had brought this to herself, sought pleasure for herself, sought ease and the enjoyment of the blessings of God to herself, and forgot about God. Oh, may our county not forget about our God. Truly forget about it. What does our Lord Jesus think and believe about Logan County becoming wet? I pray that our Lord will help us. I want to read a passage here in closing out of Proverbs, and I trust that you're familiar with it, and we need to remember it. In Proverbs chapter 20, in verse number 1, the scripture says here, wine is a mocker. Strong drink is raging, and whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise. In our previous passage, we're implored by the Word of God to be wise and not be fools. Let us be wise about this issue. Let us be wise about the issue of these things that alter the thinking of minds. More points of opportunity for there to be more drunk drivers on the roads of Logan County. There's already enough grief and sorrow in regards to incapacitated drivers, drivers under the influence in our county. Will we be bettered by having more points of possibility for the sake of entertainment and the fulfilling of what we desire? Wine is a mocker, strong drink is raging, and whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise. May Lord help us that we not be deceived. I see that our time has passed for now. May the Lord bless you with His word and His truth. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn onto State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you will find our church house on the right, just beside Whippoorwill Creek. We're interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next Sunday at this same time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.